Blog Talk Radio.
Mad or glad, Monday, inner sight around the world, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Well, it's been quite a day. I'm not going to say that he is or he isn't, but I will say that woe unto those who stumble the lame and the blind. That's an old, old saying from the Bible. And certainly, Governor Cuomo has stumbled us in so many ways. I hope he's not guilty. But I'll tell you one thing. He's going to definitely get his day in court, isn't he? He's going to definitely be protected. But he's not reaching out to protect the millions of us in nursing homes that he didn't get out and allowed the virus to come in. The people denied guide dogs and service dogs. The people denied the medical for the guide dog if you train it without one of the schools that dictate to the animal medical. So he hasn't protected us. And, you know, things come back on you. You know, there's an old saying. A lot of people believe in karma. A lot of people believe, well, whatever you want to. I've seen it happen so many times. You abuse the disabled. You know, you always have to answer for it. So here we have a situation like that. I don't think anybody should draw any conclusions. Let the system that we know play it out. You know, the courts now, the investigation. I don't know anything about this woman who is accusing the governor. But I do know that the system is there to protect you. And I do know that the governor should make sure that everyone is protected, as he now will be protected. And he hasn't done that. Maybe he doesn't deserve protection. Now, that's a thought of anger that I have, but he does deserve protection. But so do everybody else, especially if a person is disabled and already at a disadvantage, and you have to deal with a system that uses you and doesn't want you to have protection. Many of these systems that we deal with, a lot of them are administered by people who hate us. That's another area that has never been addressed. And I think the disabled community have made a big mistake all along the way when they're doing their demonstrations, and they never made an issue out of how many haters are there in these organizations, these agencies. That's never been investigated. We ought to have an investigation on that, but you see, you need a law, you need an enforcement, you need a stronger law. There should be a law that says if you hurt or assault, and in some cases even mentally assault a disabled person, you automatically, it's a felony. You can go to jail for 7 years. The transit workers are protected like that. Why aren't we? Most of us can't even see danger coming. So there you have it, world. We hope and pray that, you know, the governor comes out of this all right, but he should get what he deserves. Inner sight, mad or glad, Monday. And I'll tell you one thing, I'm glad for this show. This is a definite glad. A place where you can come and state what you're mad about or glad about. And it gets heard. It gets heard all over the world. The other thing I'm mad about is this stimulus. This is horrible, the way the politicians are treating us. They're putting in help for everyone but those of us who are disabled. I just got a notice in Braille. All right? I get some food funding from the government. You know, they owe me. They owe me a lot more than they could ever pay me. So I get a notice that they're going to cut my food. They're going to take $7 from my food allowance. You believe this? The big, rich government against a blind person. $7. You know, because I got a little raise in my disability check. Now, to me, that's horrible. You know, it shows you what they think of us. It shows you how they have no regard for those of us who are struggling, trying to live our lives. We have to do the government job, those of us who are disabled. The government doesn't protect us. We have to figure ways to protect ourselves. So they're taking $7 from me. Thank you so much, you know, because of a little bit of a raise in my disability check, which to me is an insult, because they owe me a hell of a lot more for being denied a guide dog and the medical. And for not having the agencies for the blind who I've supported and helped, and they used me to raise thousands of dollars over the years, not knowing where my next guide dog is going to come from. Realistically, I really don't know. Inner Sight tells it like it is. Why don't the politicians, who are very wealthy, get together and raise the stimulus and send it to the millions of people who need it? That's what they should do. They have many a nonprofit agencies that they could go through. The donors could get a tax write-off. They have many a movie star friends. We've seen that with the election. Look at all the money they raised. Why didn't they include the stimulus in that? They say this is supposed to be an emergency. I don't believe that. If it's such an emergency, why aren't they getting together and making sure we have that stimulus? That little bit of money, which is it isn't even enough. There are other countries that have taken very good care of their people, at least. And there are other countries where the so-called virus hasn't been so severe. Inner Sight around the world. And we get an engineer in here. You'll be able to call in 213-816-1650. Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. So check him out, dog food, cat food, and when he's able to do it, veterinarian services. Round the world, Inner Sight, Big East, AkitaRescue.org. So, the great, great Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. And we thank her for all her help with my dog and all the others. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Avante, Corey, little Tommy, Ali, all the others. Go an extra mile for that child. Every child. especially if the child is disabled, need a little more, a little extra help. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, and over 100,000 listeners. We thank everybody for listening. We thank those who frequent the commercials that they're putting on the show. And all the people who have recently donated to Inner Sight, we greatly appreciate that. I believe this show is very important. We want to keep it on the air. All right, Kennedy Realty, right here in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. So check out Mr. Kennedy and his real estate. Some of the people that have helped us in the past, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, and the Toro Law Center. .com. I don't know if they're open. Called over there the other day, but I haven't heard back. So, Inner Sight. Excuse me. Inner Sight around the world. And let's see. Matt, a glad Monday. Things you're glad about. Things you're mad about. You know, a lot of people are mad about the way the government is handling this called virus. I hear a lot of talk about people who don't believe everything that the news is saying, the government is saying. And a lot of people believe it was a scheme by the Democrats to make President Trump look bad. So I don't know how true that is. I don't know how untrue it is. But I do know that the politicians could do a lot more. Now, we who are disabled now, that's mostly where the stimulus goes. To those on disability and disadvantage, see, we're being now, it's true what Inner Sight is saying, because now we are the worst victims of all this. They won't give us the stimulus. They're helping the people who have lost their jobs, and that's good, I understand that. But how about the people who can't get a job because things aren't accessible? Don't blame us for that, the damn government and the agencies. Don't deny us stimulus because we don't have a job or can't get a job. You know, give us enforcement of the law. Make it so that a person can go to for a job and have everything they need to perform the job, you know, then, and with enforcement, then a lot more people will be able to get jobs who are disabled. I mean, it's so damn horrible. You can't even get an accessible traffic light put up. We have to walk around in more danger than other people. So now the politicians seem to be blaming us and denying us the stimulus and helping all the other people. It's true that some disabled people do work. They're lucky. They're able to get a job. Most of us can't because it's of the way the system is. And there's no improving especially now they got this excuse with this stupid virus. Well, all this was here before the virus, and we tried to warn them, and they don't hear us. So there's the mess that they have created. We didn't create this mess. They did. All right, in a sight around the world, mad or glad Monday. Right now we have no phone power on the show. I don't know if we're going to have that. But may turn out to be a one-man mad or glad. In a sight. I want to thank Manhattan Neighborhood Network for standing by us. I got an email today. Confirming the new winter show. So they're still functioning. The show is still on, be it rerun, but at least it's still out. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And we're on Thursday night here all over Long Island. I believe it's 7:30. Channel 20. So check it out. I want to congratulate Alexis Weick for winning the Senate here on Long Island, and Andrew Barbarino. And I want to thank Senator Boyle for helping promote the inner sight ideas, and I'm hoping to be able to get Congressman Guarino to support a bill where a disabled person can keep their disability money no matter what. Now, follow me on this. All these people in the nursing home, a big reason why they can't get out is because the nursing homes take all their money. If they had their disability money intact, it would help tremendously to get them out of there. See? And they still had the help of the state. That disability money should not count as income, the way they figure it. It should count as being owed to the disabled person for all the non-accessibility that we have to deal with all these years, because they didn't make it right in the first place. See, it's like the government blames us. Exactly. See? And this has been the big mistake that the disabled community has made, and they blame us why. My theory is because the heads of a lot of these damn organizations are haters of the disabled. That has never been carried out as an investigation. Never once, to my knowledge. You got too many people running these programs who hate us. They don't want to have anything to do with us. Just keep them away, keep them there, keep them down, keep them home, and get them out of the way. I hear that every day. And why is that so? Because these people are haters. They don't belong in these jobs. I'll give you a classic example. You got four major guide dog schools in the area. All right, I'm not going to name them because I don't advertise them. All right. Not one of them has come forward and said, we want to be licensed. We want to make sure people have rights. We want to make sure we're doing the right thing with a blind and disabled person who needs a service dog. Not one of them. In fact, they're fighting against being licensed in the meetings that we've had and the meetings that have been set up in the past. So there you have it. How many people who run these schools are haters of the disabled? You know, you can hate in your own way. You can hate in such a way where you want to control people. See? It doesn't have to be an out-and-out hatred, where you want to punch somebody. It could be a different type of, a psychological type of hatred, where you have control over that person. So, there you have it. And that's a definite mad on this Mad or Glad Monday. All right. Around the world, in a sight, 100,000, 2,500 almost. And we are determined to tell it like it is. Did a show the other night where these agencies give us nothing. What do they give us for helping them all year long? Hey, you don't think of it in that way, do you? Of course we help them. They wouldn't have a damn dime if it wasn't for us. Pay all their salaries. We help them get that money. It's only there because of us. Take us away, and those agencies would be gone, or they'd have to change their whole business. You know, maybe they'd have to collect garbage or whatever the hell, they would do. But it's because of us that they have that funding. And that's why we should have the right to supervise the money going into these agencies and be able to run our lives. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Let's see, tomorrow is open mic. Wednesday, I don't have the list of shows in front of me, but Wednesday and Thursday we'll have title shows, we'll do that. By the way, next week, Christmas week, we're going to take off until after the new year. So this will be our last week for a couple. Friday's the funnies. We've got the frolics coming up on Friday. You want to have some fun, tune us in. Friday, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio, Inner Sight, around the world, and Mad or Glad Monday. I got an email from the White House telling me that they are being the first vaccines shortly in this country. Well, I got to tell you, I think that's a big mistake. I think they're going to have a lot of problems. I've been listening to some of the great scientists of the world on the internet. Dr. Calliope, Dr. Bach from Germany, Gary Knoll, and some of the others. And they all agree this country is bringing trouble to people with this vaccine. There's so many preventatives that they're not they're not calling on. So I'm not happy about this ridiculous vaccine business.
Meaning
all right, Inner Sight engineer, co-host.
Hello.
Yeah. So,
a little delayed. Sorry about that.
You have the title for Wednesday's show? I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, I do. Hold on. Let me get it.
And Thursday.
Thursday, we didn't quite get a title. We were mulling around an idea.
Well, let's give them the idea. Okay. What the idea? The idea is
okay, Thursday we said something. We give to the... Oh, that was last week's. All right, hang on, wait. We were talking about the vaccines for Thursday, but we sort of didn't
quite
get...
We're going to move that. We're going to try to get
Gary Noll.
Yeah,
we're going to move it. Yeah, we're going to move that.
Let's do that later.
Yeah.
When we come back from vacation, we'll see if we can get...
Wait a minute. Hold on. We did say something for tomorrow, but I don't seem to have it written
Tomorrow's open mic.
Not tomorrow. I mean
Wednesday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right.
I have it written down, but it's not here.
All right. So we'll announce that tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Sorry about that.
And by the way, now the phone number here, 213-816-1650. You want to call in? Anything you're mad about or glad about? Say it right here, and why don't we, we've gone half the show, why don't we take any phone calls on there?
Yeah, we have some. We have Maureen, and we have Carolyn.
All right, let's take Maureen's call, and then we'll go to Carolyn.
Okay.
Inner Sight Live, mad
okay,
or glad.
Maureen. Here she comes. All right, Maureen.
Hi, guys, how are you?
Hi, sweetheart.
Good.
Hi. Hello.
How you doing?
I don't even know where to begin anymore. I'm just so tired of this whole thing. I'm tired of having my mom being treated like a prisoner of war that I can't visit. Well, supposedly it's Friday, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Of course, we have to have a blizzard coming this week, you know.
Oh, God. I can't. That's beyond belief in my eyes. I sit down and I'm like, this whole year has absolutely been a disaster.
Yeah.
I sit down and I'm like, and today, tonight is a blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
wait
a minute. I just can't even believe it's winter, let alone again, let alone it's just, where did this year go? It's wait a second. It feels like one single
cut her off.
Sorry about that.
I know.
It feels like one year.
We've had no snow for 3 years now. We'll probably have a lot this year, you know, when
I know.
Our mothers are stuck in nursing homes and everything, you know?
Yeah, no, and I can't even get there. I want to cry.
No, I'm just so tired of it. I mean, luckily in this place, 3 days in a row they've been able to. Yesterday there was a floating nurse, and she actually brought my mom out to the phone so we could talk for a few minutes.
Oh,
so
that was
very nice of her.
That was very nice of her.
And the other two have called over to her so that I could hear her tomorrow and get the phone call. But this has just been a horror. I mean, that we could be kept apart for like 10 months of our lives. This can't happen next year. They're going to have to do something because this can't go on for another whole year of this crap of being apart for every holiday and special day and birthday. It can't. It just cannot.
I'm hoping.
I live in Forest. I'm sorry?
I'm hoping that if they tout, as they say they tout, okay, these vaccines, if they do, and then they stand by their word, okay, and it does work, all right, then they're not supposedly going to be bringing in the virus anymore, correct? Okay.
Well,
don't count on that.
Well.
Yeah, and you know,
supposedly, you heard the word, I said supposedly. They're not supposed to be bringing in the virus anymore. So, that
you know,
being
you're
said,
still going to have to wear the
mask. We're supposed to wear the mask, yeah.
Yeah, even though until herd immunity comes. Well, who knows when herd immunity is coming, if it ever comes. I'm so sick of wearing that damn mask. I swear to God, it's giving me a breathing problem. I swear to God, it is.
You know what? There's this thing I got to get you, and I got to send it to you. It's online. When I get my Social Security check, I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. Seriously. It'll be my Christmas gift to you. It'll help you. It's a little plastic. Yeah, it will. It's a small piece. It's not that expensive. Believe me, I wish I could afford more. It's a plastic. I'm going to get one for myself, too. It's a plastic piece that separates the mask from your face. So it gives it a little space. so you don't have it pressing against your face.
And you
got to
wear two
things
on your face?
No, it's not bad, Frank. Believe me, it gives you space.
That's crazy.
You breathe better. You could breathe better. It's like a little spacer. It's like a spacer. No, it isn't. Really, I saw it.
Well, thanks, Susan. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
I tell you,
you got nothing to lose, you know.
Right.
If it's worse,
people
then you
sell
don't
anything
use it,
these days,
you know?
To make money.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
Whatever.
I think
you can wash it.
I think people are getting. I think people are getting sicker from wearing these masks. And what you said at the beginning, Frank, I believe absolutely 100%. This was brought so that Trump could look bad and get him out. That's what this is.
You
we
know
what
I think also?
What this is about.
I think also, I hate to say it, not only Trump to make him look bad, I think it's germ warfare. And they're not investigating it. And that bothers me.
Definitely.
Look at all this cyber terrorism. Did you see all that stuff that they had on the radio and TV? Oh my God! Now, to tell you the truth, the now this is what gets me upset. Now, if we want to look at this, they knocked out the Treasury Department. Now they knew about this. They knew about this. This is what infuriates me. They knew about it, though. They knew about this attack. Okay, for a little while. They didn't tell us. Okay, just a little while. I don't mean a lot.
You're talking
they
about on the
about
computer,
it.
Right?
Yeah, this is important, Frank.
Yeah, the hacking.
Now, this it also now trickled down to the companies, the major companies. So now this is a bigger thing than we think it is. So then now you don't hear about it anymore because everybody's truly embarrassed to talk about this. Because this is a true act of terrorism against our nation. Truly.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to say something. You know what they're trying to
get? I thought all that stuff was... hold on. I thought all that stuff, they had these protective mechanisms. What happened to that?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm going to say something, but don't get me wrong. Hackers... who are in Russia are a lot more intuitive than our computer science people here in America.
That means they don't know how to protect us.
Our computer science people?
Yeah.
If they learn what they should do,
there's a lot of protective stuff going on.
What they should do is hire more of these hackers, seriously, they should hire a group called Anonymous. Seriously speaking, there's a group called Anonymous that's a hacking group here in the United States. They should hire Anonymous. Very, very interesting group that can hack into practically anything. Seriously.
I don't know about that. I don't, you know what I think?
What?
I think they're making a big mistake depending on these damn computers, you know? They should have a system where you don't need these damn computers. And then if they get knocked out, the hell with you. We don't need you. We still got
now
it.
No, listen.
They should have.
No. What they should do, okay?
They're depending
now,
on these computers too much, and that's
that would
no
be
good.
Going back, backwards. Now, let me tell you what they
should do. No, it won't. No, I disagree. It's not going backwards. It's being smart.
Listen to me. No, what they should do now. They're stupid in this sense. I know the answer, and they won't do it. They haven't done it. They kept their computer systems on the Internet. They shouldn't do that. They should take their computer systems off the Internet because it's a secure and very sensitive, what do you call, system. Those things should be taken off the Internet. If something needs to be sent,
I disagree. They had a much better system when they didn't have these damn computers. Because then you had to go into an office, literally, go into an office and rob the stuff. And that's a lot harder to do than just sit at a desk and push buttons. No, I don't
know.
Well, these computers have screwed everything up.
To me. You could still do the fast things that you need to do on a service that's inside a company. That and not have it on the Internet, okay? The internet's outside the company. The intranet is inside the company, or within the company.
They're relying on these computers too damn much. That's what it is.
You know, the sad part is,
and that's no good, man.
You don't even have to drop a bomb or anything on an enemy now. You can just hack and just destroy your country from within that way. You know, you don't have to drop any bombs.
Yeah, and also you could lately.
Yeah, well,
lately,
that's another thing.
If you really realize it, you could also do a virus, obviously.
That's exactly. Of course, could do
anything.
You don't
have to drop a bomb.
That's what I just said.
Could do a virus.
Computers have ruined everything.
Mm-hmm.
Have
that's
one
right.
person
exactly.
go in with the virus. Just one. You only need one. That's the sad part. One
that's
person.
Right.
And you got a freaking pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
That's
absolutely.
It.
I mean, this is just. It's going to have to give because I cannot be away from her much longer. I can't. She's 85 years old. I cannot be away from my mother for much longer. I have already wasted 10 months. Ridiculous.
You know what? Mm. And worst comes to worst, you'll just bring her into the apartment that you're in. That's all. That's it.
You bring her what?
Into the apartment that you're in. That's all.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the worst case scenario.
The governor of ours, who's going to have a virtual, supposedly virtual, I doubt it very much, but anyway,
yeah.
with all his speak celebrity friends, he wants $10,000 or
yeah.
$5,000 or whatever amount for his campaign. Did you hear about that one?
No, I didn't. Well, this is going to be interesting.
Yes. Huh? You know,
that's
going to
be interesting.
And it's going into his, you know, for him. What about the families of the, you know, people that he murdered, we shall say? You know,
yeah.
why doesn't he compensate, not that money compensates, but, you know, why doesn't he give it to people who he's hurting instead of
always...
I want to
know
one
thing only. Who's protecting him?
The what?
Who is protecting, who is protecting him?
Protecting who?
That's
who's him?
Our governor.
Oh,
who
protecting,
is protecting
from what?
She was talking about protecting him from any kind of lawsuit or any kind of, you know, because you think about it. He had
he's immune a lot of these government people
are immune
from a lot of lawsuits.
At the moment. But once he gets out of that, that'd be nice. If you really think about
but
it.
But the state troopers protect them, literally.
Yeah.
I thought him and the mayor here and the ex-president, I thought they were all going to take the vaccine. How come they haven't done that yet? And the new president, mm-hmm. God forgive me, to be sworn in. Why hasn't he was supposed to take it too? And like people have said, why didn't, instead of putting those two on Time Magazine's People of the Year, why didn't they do like the virus or the first responders or even put pictures of people that died during this
horrible
That would
have been pandemic? Nice. That would have been nice.
Why put these two? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a good question.
What have these two done?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, they haven't done a damn thing for
it's
us.
Not yet.
We're going to change our country for the worst. And
I don't know.
Has anybody, excuse me.
The jury's out on that. I haven't
Has anybody heard anything at all about this woman who is accused, Cuomo?
Oh, no, I don't know.
I've heard about her.
She'll
get away with
it,
so what's the difference?
She's a staffer, Frank.
Wait a minute. Let Maureen said she heard about it. What did you hear about her, Maureen?
Oh, it went on for 3 years, I think from 2015 to 2018. Well,
yeah.
It'll just roll off his back like everything else does, so why listen? Why pay any attention?
So you don't know any details about what she looks like or where she's from or anything?
No, I haven't. She worked in his office.
Yeah, she was a staffer. That's all I know.
Was she his secretary?
I don't know
she was a staffer, I'm trying to tell you. Oh, sorry. Oh, my God, what happened? My phone decided to have a conniption.
Wait a minute, she was his what?
Staffer.
Oh, okay.
An aide, a staffer.
Oh, an aide, all right.
Yeah, that's why
All right, well, that's probably
going to
unfold
up.
More.
Yes, it
imagine.
Is.
I don't know who her lawyer is, but probably
yeah,
have
but
a good lawyer.
It'll just roll off his back like everything else he does.
I'm
sure.
Well, we'll see what
mm-hmm.
happens. All right, in a sec, we got to get another. We still have the other phone call?
Hold on, let me check.
Look at the one that accused Biden. He got away with it, too, that lady.
Yeah, give me mm-hmm. 1 second. Let me check that phone call, okay, Frank?
Oh, yeah, they all get away with it one way or another.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand that, too. That's something I don't never understand. Yeah. We have a phone call. I think it is her. She just switched phones. That's all. All right, yeah. We
all right, in a sight. Maureen, anything else you want? Mad or glad? You want to say anything else?
No, I'm just, mad about what's going on, and I just have to see my mom soon. That's it.
Well, hopefully you get to
right.
see her Friday.
Yeah, I hope so.
I just want to be able to kiss her and hug her
soon.
And squeeze her and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope I could see my mom.
Can't even do that.
I'm gonna get the test. I have to get that test soon. And then go see my mom.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't
want to
go anywhere near my husband. Said
thanks.
Oh well, yeah, okay. I am. I just need to.
Okay.
I need to get it from where I saw it online. It's a large retailer. I'm not going to advertise them, but it's a large retailer.
Yeah, okay.
You know which one I always use. Yeah. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Let's take another phone call.
Okay,
thank you,
bye. Good
take
night.
Care, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Inner Sight around the world, 213-816-1650. Mad or glad Monday. You're mad, you're glad.
This might be our listener. This is the listener who likes to listen and doesn't like to talk. Caroline.
All right, so we have a listener.
Yeah. We have a listener, yeah.
All right. Thank you, listener.
Maybe one day we'll get... Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah, mad or glad Monday. And, you know, these people with this... This is the mad. These people with these vaccines are completely ignoring some of the greatest scientific minds of the world.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me about this, you know. It's supposed to be such an emergency. I had a phone call before I went on the air. Someone wanted me to say, and I said it, but I'll repeat it. If this is supposed to be such an emergency, then why don't these politicians get together and make sure that we have the stimulus?
That's right.
You know, there's so many gaps here, you know, that indicate that a lot of this stuff they're telling you is not true. You know, I got to tell you something. I still haven't met one person that's had this damn virus. Not a one. Not a one.
Yeah.
How do you like that? Where the hell are they?
Well, I wouldn't say that, Frank. Come on. I have.
I haven't.
Have.
Well, you
I
have.
Have. Yeah,
well,
I have.
How many people? How many people have you met?
Like about four.
Huh?
Four in my family and in Chris's family. Why?
Are they still alive?
Yeah, thank God.
All right.
Yeah.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah.
It's
so
true.
What the
great doctors
sorry.
Say.
Yeah.
You know, you may get this virus.
But it doesn't have
to kill you.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I haven't met one. Wait, who's Regina? Hold on.
Oh, you don't know her. Friend of mine, my friend Regina.
Carroll.
Why? Yes, Al. Why not? Oh, jeez. Why is it like typing out loud?
Oh, she said she had. Regina Carroll said she had it.
Oh, my.
Supposedly, but I mean, it wasn't confirmed. But,
wow.
All right, one person.
See, we know people.
That I heard of.
Yeah.
That had it. One person.
Yeah.
Out of all the
so
people.
So we know
that,
somebody personally.
I mean.
You know, see?
Vaccine's a big mistake. That's all I can say.
Well, I was told today that The people who, the healthcare workers are first. This is what my doctor said today. The healthcare, I'm trying to get information. So when I was on with my doctor, I asked him. He said to me, the healthcare workers are first. Then he said that after that, they're going for the nursing home people. Then after that are people like myself who are high risk. And then after that, which doesn't make sense, but that's beside the point. And then after that, they're going for people who are, you know, quote, normal folk.
So if the healthcare workers supposedly get this stuff first,
yeah,
and they get sick, who's going to be there to help people? See?
Which makes no sense, but that's
crazy.
Okay. Well, I think they're doing it in segments, just in case.
No, I don't know. I don't think they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I really don't think they know what the hell they're doing. You know, it's going to be really weird. People get this vaccine, and they walk around, and they are sick. And they infect other people because they got the vaccine. How about that one?
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know what the answer is to all this. And I pray
because they didn't
God.
Do any testing. That's why you don't. That's why people don't know. They didn't test these things out. As Bach said the other day when we listened to Gary Nolan.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
It's supposed to be a 5-year process.
Really, what he really made me think about was he said that, listen, there's a likelihood that you just get over it naturally. So why are you messing with it, you know?
Yeah, he said they're bringing trouble.
So I was like, whoa, that's
on
deep.
This country.
So I don't know. I'm watching. He said you'll be eligible to, and I was looking at him like I didn't say a word. I just said, "Oh, okay." I wanted to hear what he had to say anyway. So he goes, "You'll be eligible to take it in the beginning of January." I said, "Oh, okay." I just said
when
that
Gary
I wanted to hear.
When Gary takes it, I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Exactly. Now. Yeah, yeah. When he takes it,
that's
I'll
me.
Take it. It's a good idea. What you
damn
say
right
now, Fred.
That's it.
When if he believes in it and when he certifies it, I'll take it too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
All right. In a site, 213-816-1650. And tomorrow we got open mic. Friday we got the funnies.
Yeah.
So you come over here Friday night, you'll have a good time and a good laugh. You know. Now, how many people are going to get the vaccine in the ass?
No,
wait
I think
a minute, I got a good idea.
I know, I just was thinking of the same
We ought to let Cuomo give this woman the vaccine right in the ass.
No, I was thinking of having a Follies that somebody gets it in the ass, it's in the wrong spot, they have to give it someplace else.
And how do you know which one to take? Any talk about that?
Saying,
did your doctor talk about
he
that?
He was saying, yes. He was saying, first of all, the Pfizer one is 95%, you know, that it'll be good. So they're going with that first. That's the reason why they Pfizer first. What?
First?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean first?
There's four vaccines. They chose Pfizer first. Because it's 95%.
Yeah, and then if it doesn't work, then what do they do?
They got Moderna coming up next.
I'm serious.
That's
they're
the going to
use people as guinea pigs, world.
No, and both these vaccines are you have to take two. And I was listening to everything that he was saying because I wanted to know what the story was on
that
both these vaccines.
Crazy.
And then you had to take two. A month separated from each other for those two vaccines.
Yeah,
and they both
crazy.
Have to be kept. They both have to be kept negative. Oh, God, what was the figure he said? Negative That horrible temperature that he was talking about, the one that's negative something. I got to look it up.
In the freezer.
Yeah, in the freezer.
So how are you going to know that they kept it like that?
They have a little thing on the top of the vial. And if it's not, like, kept in that certain temperature, it will change color or beep or something like that on top of the vial. I don't know exactly. Well, it beeps or changes color.
Suppose
I don't know
you get
exactly
a lot of bottles
saying.
Start beeping, and you know what the hell happened.
Well, then they're supposed to put them back in the freezer. They're supposed to put them back.
Oh, that's not refreeze it. Everybody knows that when you refreeze something, there's a danger of it going bad.
It's approaching the temperature of being unsafe. That beep. So you're supposed to put them back.
But they didn't test all this stuff this way. They didn't test all this. They don't know the beeper goes off. It's put the thing back in the freezer, refreeze it. They didn't do all that. That's part of all the 5-year deal. I'm sure.
I don't know what it is. All I know is that people are going to be giving out these vaccines real quick. And move on. Next person.
Right.
But
and then you
got to
go and now I heard on the news or the some of the major pharmacies are going to be giving this crap to people.
Not pharmacies, near the hospitals. They're going to have
They said the CVS. You can go to the CVS.
You could do that. Yeah, but what they said is better. What's better is
you're
going to
go in there. And take a vaccine from some damn
from people,
person you don't even know who could be filthy and
No, he said the better thing is for people who are high risk, like people who have allergies and stuff like that, is to go near the hospital we have set up.
Oh yeah, go to the hospital, catch pneumonia.
Near the hospital, we have a clinic set up that's near the hospital. God forbid you have an allergic reaction. We could, take care of it. Not
They're going
to
kill
hospital,
people.
But
I tell you, it's going to be horrible. Well, you see the news media is going to love this.
Oh, it's going to be a frenzy. I know.
It's going to give them stories.
Yeah.
That
if you're world bent on something. Okay.
You want a good vaccine, wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, vitamin C.
Else.
Listen to Gary. No, he's got a good whole list.
And he said, what was that other herb that he said? I forgot the name of it.
Astragalus. Astragalus. Go to the health store and get some of that. Dandelion is good.
Dandelion's good. Astragalus. He mentioned that, and I never heard of it, so I thought it was good.
Oh, he knows
all that.
That's an exotic herb,
I wonder how much that is, though.
I don't know. Inner Sight tells it like it is. Why ask for trouble?
Today, there was a town hall meeting that ABC News put out. No, I'm sorry, Reuters put out. And I was typing a message, and I got banned. I got banned for posting that message for 2 minutes, and I had
What
to
did
wait.
Reuters put out? Tell us what they did put out.
It was about the vaccines. So I said, okay, let me join this and see what's going on.
What?
So
they're urging people to take it?
No, they're not. They just want, if you have questions, to join. And also, post your questions and blah, 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 blah.
So what was your question?
I asked why people of, who are holistic healers weren't brought to the table.
They don't
and
want
then
to hear that.
I just said that. And then somebody said to me, because their medicine is not, they're charlatans, right? Charlatans, my butt. And when I said that, I got banned. I got banned for saying that. What's wrong with that? I didn't think it was anything.
I
would have
given them names. I would have said Gary knows not a charlatan. Dr. Calpe's not a charlatan. Bach from Germany.
I did initially. I did. I said, these holistic healers, but that was my initial thing. And then it goes, they're charlatans. That's what the guy said after that. And I says, charlatans my butt. And that's when I got banned for 2 minutes and then had to wait. So I guess people on that chat were very scientific people and didn't quite like Gary Noel.
They didn't want to hear the truth.
You know, no, they didn't want to hear it. So I just said, that's amazing how people don't see other views that sometimes work. All theories and all scientific evidence should be brought to the table and tested and researched and investigated when there is a crisis going on, period. And
yeah, but they didn't even investigate this vaccine. They pushed it through.
Right.
They're shoving it down your throat.
Yeah, so I said that, and then nobody banned me when I said that. So, but I did get some responses. Well, I do agree with that. Somebody said, you know, maybe they, and then I said, well, also, if you're really concerned about, you know,
they agree with it, but they're not doing a damn thing about it.
Exactly. So I said, and if you're concerned about standardization, why don't you freaking standardize it? That's what I said, if you're concerned about it. Because sometimes people are concerned about the standardization of herbs. So why don't you freaking standardize it if you're so concerned about it? Seriously. There are standardization groups. Why don't they just, you know, research the standardization groups or whatever? Whatever you got to do, you do in a crisis, period. You know?
All right, Inner Sight. Man, a glad Monday around the world. And, yeah, you know, beware. Be smart. You know, be healthy. Take the good stuff. Take the stuff God made. You're better off. You know? Get the herbs. Get the plants. Get the right ones. Sunshine and the vitamin D and all that. Vitamin C. All right? And stand up to it. Don't be intimidated by no damn virus.
Yeah.
That's for sure. The worst thing you can do is be intimidated.
Yeah.
The other day when I was thrown out in the cold by this horrible famous coffee shop that I don't like anymore, as a protest, I left all my garbage on the table. I said,
oh,
hey, you come out here in the cold, you clean it up, you son of a
bitch.
That's
right.
You know. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. And we're going to get through this world.
Yeah.
Common sense. Common sense. You get a cold, you stay home, you take care of it. Get some of Dr. Lou's tea. There's a preventative. It prevents cold and flu.
Colds, yeah.
Dr. Nan Lu. Get that tea,
man. Yeah. He's really very good.
Inner Sight. Around the world. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our callers. And around the world, we'll be with you. I want to thank my good friend Ira Tucker for caring about Inner Sight.
Yeah.
My buddy Ira, man. We'll get Ira on the show one of these nights.
Yeah, a lot of stories.
A lot of good Stevie Wonder.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. How about we do that for Thursday?
Stevie Wonder stories. All right, goodbye, world, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight, around the world, Sight.
Inner Sight. Good night, everyone.